Welcome to Thought for the Day, and pray that these next few moments will be a time of great blessing and peace to us all. Let's pray before we read God's word together. Our gracious Father, we pray that we may never presume to open your word in carelessly, but we pray that you will speak to us from its pages today with clarity, speaking to our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So today we come to Isaiah 53 and verse 5, the prophecy of the suffering servant. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Well, sometimes one is asked what one's favourite Bible verse is. I wonder what you would say if you were asked what your favourite Bible word is. Well, the Swiss theologian Karl Barth was apparently once asked what he thought the most important word in the Bible was. And he replied that he thought it was the Greek word hyper, H-Y-P-E-R, which is translated in our English word for, F-O-R, meaning on behalf of. So here are four of the fours in the Bible. Jesus speaking, I am the living bread, which I will give for the life of the world. I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. This is my body given for you. Christ died for the ungodly. And we have this wonderful word twice in today's verse. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Or as the hymn writer has it, in my place, condemned he stood. And indeed the Gospels record Jesus being pierced, not only with the nails of crucifixion, but also by a soldier's spear after he had died. And why was he pierced? For our transgressions and for our iniquities, this verse tells us. And here we have two different words for the word sin. Transgressions, literally meaning a departure, a rebellion against God's authority. And iniquities, meaning crooked, twisted, corrupt, what in theological terms we call original sin. And the Bible teaches that sin brings punishment, and that punishment is death and eternal separation from God. But the wondrous truth of the gospel is that the punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Do you see, Jesus takes punishment and is wounded, whilst every believer gains peace and spiritual healing. Here's how another hymn writer puts it in profound simplicity. Wounded for me, wounded for me, there on the cross he was wounded for me. Gone my transgressions, and now I am free. All because Jesus was wounded for me. You see, because God is an altogether holy God, he cannot abide sin. Sin must be dealt with, the penalty must be paid. And what this prophetic verse here is telling us is that God's suffering servant, the Lord Jesus Christ, paid that price. For us, for all those who would through faith come to believe and trust in his atoning death. And he did that during the events of the first Good Friday. Because by Christ's substitutionary death on the cross, wonderfully two things were achieved. The punishment of our sin was paid, thereby satisfying God's justice. Because God's wrath was thereby set aside, we can therefore have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. No wonder we call it Good Friday. But what should be our appropriate response to this wonderful news? Well, here's really the only appropriate response in the words of Isaac Watts. Come, let us join our cheerful songs with angels round the throne. 10,000,000 are their tongues, but all their joys are one. Worthy the Lamb that died, they cry, to be exalted thus. Worthy the Lamb, our lips reply, for he was slain for us. Let's pray. O loving Heavenly Father, you loved the world and you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son to die for us. Lord, may each one of us have claimed by faith that wonderful gift of grace and of forgiveness and of peace with you and everlasting life. We ask this for your praise and glory. Amen.